34. Marcy immediately reached for an allomantic grenade, charging one silently in her pocket. Wax edged forward, gun on his sister. Wayne had scrambled back from the steps and was muttering to himself, hopping from one foot to the other. He looked around as if he expected enemies to come bursting in through the walls. Last time they'd seen Telson, she had betrayed them to the set. She'd nearly gotten Wax killed, and in return, Wayne had fired a shotgun blast at her chest. The first time he'd fired a gun in, well, Marcy didn't know how long. Telson had healed, however, vanishing from the bloodied snows where Wayne had left her. She was a hemallergist, with at least the power of a bloodmaker, like Wayne. She had shown hints of two other powers, but it was possible the members of the set switched out their spikes to gain different metallic arts. Regardless, she apparently had enough abilities now that she didn't seem the least bit concerned about facing them alone. Rusts. "This is marvelous," Telson said, glancing around the basement. "Remarkable how many of our secrets he managed to sneak out, considering. Who would have thought our greatest danger wasn't armies, constables, or even you, Waxillium? It was a miserable, bald old chemist."
"Tobal was a good man," Maraga said, and ducked behind Wax as Telson looked toward her.
"Oh, you can lower the gun, Waxillium," Telson said, settling down on the steps. "The idiot over there will tell you how effective shooting me was."
"Felt good," Wayne said. "Does it need to do more than that? Here, Wax, hand me a gun. I'll have at it a few more times."
Wax didn't move, and Telson rolled her eyes. They all stood there, Marcy's grenade vibrating softly in her fingers as it absorbed her power. What now? They were being played, obviously, but how? Would the set's leader come to see them as a simple distraction?
"Tell us what the set is planning," Marcy said.
"No," Telson replied.
"Oh," Wayne said, perking up. "Does this mean I can make her talk? On a scale of one to broken, how much do you fancy your kneecaps, Telson?"
"I'll heal in seconds, Wayne," Telson said.
"Not if we yank out the spikes," Wayne snapped.
"Which would kill me," Telson said. "I'm sure that will give you so much information."
"Well," Wayne said, "breaking some pieces off you will still hurt, Telson. I know a thing about that part."
"Actually," she said, "it won't hurt. Did you know that a ferrochemist can store their pain in a metal mind? Oh, and you won't be able to remove mine from me. We've learned better how to hide those. So torture me if you want, Wayne. I'll find it boring, but nothing more."
She met his gaze with confidence. Wayne glanced toward Marcy, concerned, shying away, like a puppy whose chew toy had bitten it back. Marcy was more worried about Wax. He'd frozen in place, gun out and pointed at Telson, arm straight. Expression? Grim. Telson was his last close living relative, and she'd played him for a fool. 6 years ago, he'd dedicated a great deal of emotional and physical effort to rescuing her from the evil forces he'd thought had taken her, only to find she'd been working with them all along. Now she'd thrown her lot in with a god planning to destroy the world.
"Why are you here, Telson?" Wax asked.
"To warn you, Waxillium," Telson said from across the room. "Your next actions will be of the utmost importance. You have 2 days to solve this problem. Only 2 precious days.
Wax cursed softly, leaning down beside Marcy and Wayne.
"Speed bubble," he hissed.
Wayne threw one up and slowed the world around them. It would also prevent Telson from hearing, or at least understanding, what they were saying.
"What's she playing at, Wax?" Wayne said. "She should look more threatened. I shot her. Me. First time in years. And she don't even look like she cared."
"Wayne," Marcy said, "it's not like you gave her your virginity."
"No, it's not," he said. "I give that away all the time. This was special."
Marcy glanced at Wax.
"You all right?"
"I will be," he said softly, staring at his sister, frozen in time. "It's painful, like an old injury aching again, because it never healed right."
Why did she say 2 days? Marcy asked. Wax, she's trying to wrong-foot us.
I agree, he said. She's trying to get us to believe we have more time than we do. One of her games.
He narrowed his eyes. Her being here says something she may not realize, though. That she's desperate. She knows she has to stop us.
But she's not afraid of us, Marcy said.
Not physically, Wax said. She's not afraid of being captured or killed by us.
Harmony said, well, she's, at least in a small way, part God.
Autonomy has invested her with some sort of power and authority, made her the avatar of Trell on this planet. For now, until she fails.
Wait, Wayne said. Who is Trell, and who is Autonomy, and who is that on the steps?
That on the steps, Wax said, is my sister, a woman representing the god Autonomy, using the title of Trell, an ancient god from this world.
Right, Wayne said. And all three are utter knobs?
Utter knobs, Wax agreed.
Marcy followed their gaze back toward Tilson, looking so proud and confident. As she watched, Marcy could swear that Tilson's eyes began to glow a soft red, the faintest of light. It was gone a moment later.
Rusts, she whispered. This feels like it's way above our pay scale, Wax.
There's no one else, he said. But like I said, if she's here, she's worried about us. She wanted to go through with her plan weeks ago, but is having problems getting her technology to work. Now here we are sniffing about, finding things they couldn't track down. My gut says she's here because she wants an opportunity to mess with my mind, nudge me the wrong direction. Risky of her, but smart.
They all fell silent, but Marcy had that same sense of cold dread from earlier, magnified. The set's plan, the danger Autonomy posed. Marcy glanced down. She was still holding the picture Moraga had dug out. Ash falling from the sky, burying cities that had been destroyed.
What do we do? Wayne asked.
Let me think, Wax said. How much bend alloy do you have? Are we wasting it?
No, Wayne said. I've got plenty.
He's been saving it, Marcy said, and learning to be responsible with his finances and his use of metals.
Wax glanced at him.
Who'd you take the money from?
Someone worthless, Wayne said.
Remind me to check my bank accounts, Wax said, if there are any banks left after all of this. For now, the most urgent matter is the bomb. They have it ready but can't deliver it, so we need to find whatever device they're setting up to launch the thing, then stop it.
Marika said the set is using the bunkers under the city as a kind of base, Marcy said. If we can sneak in, maybe we can find the mechanism, or at least learn its location.
Hard to sneak anywhere, Wayne said, nodding toward Tilson, with some kind of demigod thing watching you.
Wax thought for a moment. I need to confront Tilson, deal with her, maybe try to get information out of her. I want to find that bomb and stop it. I might be able to sort the lies from the truth. But I do agree, trying to get into their base could be valuable. Not sure how we'd manage it, though.
Marcy glanced at moonlight, frozen outside the speed bubble. What did she make of all this? Did she have answers?
Maybe Marcy should tell Wax. Only, would that break Moonlight's frail trust in her? The woman could easily vanish again, as she'd done after the fight at the warehouse.
So many secrets.
Marcy had become a constable in part to reveal secrets. And here, in working with Moonlight, she had a chance at something bigger, something more important. Secrets beyond secrets. She needed more time to pry information out of Moonlight.
Wax, she said, we should split up.
He met her eyes.
2 teams, he said. You find a way into the caverns, I deal with Tilson and follow any leads I get from her.
Exactly, Marcy said. I think Kim is trustworthy. She and I had a chance to chat when we were at the archive, and she knows a lot about the city. With her help, I might be able to locate an entrance to the caverns. In there are secrets, maybe the location of the bomb. But an infiltration like that will take time. Maybe too much time.
So Wayne and I take a direct route, Wax said. We interrogate Tilson and locate the bomb that way.
She'll play with your mind, mate, Wayne said.
I know, but she's my sister. I need to do this. Wax took a deep breath. If I'm right, she'll have to give me bits of truth along with her lies. If we can play the game better than she does, it might lead us to the weapon.
Right, Maracy said. Whatever you find, send Asteris and Captain Reddy via radio. I'll do the same. That way we can consolidate our information and leave notes for one another.
Wax nodded, but seemed reluctant.
You worry local radio operators might be compromised?
Maracy said. It's possible, he said, but I don't know of a better way. I'm going to send something to Asteris as soon as we leave here.
Will you write to Alec, too? She asked. Remind him I asked him to leave the city? It's selfish of me, but...
It's all right, Wax said. It's not selfish to want to save those you love. He paused. I don't know if we'll have a chance to meet up again before the day is done. So if you don't hear from me, Maracy, know that I trust your judgment. If you have a chance to stop the bomb, do so. Whatever the cost.
Same for you, she said. All right, let's split.
Wax nodded to Wayne, who dropped the speed bubble.
And just like that, Maracy had put herself in a position to interrogate Moonlight freely. She would share what she found with Wax, and he would understand. She felt she should have been embarrassed for keeping this from him, but in truth, she was excited.
Wax walked over to Tilson. You and I need to talk, he said to her.
Agreed, she said, starting up the steps.
Wax moved to follow, pausing briefly to say something to Moraga. Before Wayne joined him, he took Maracy by the arm.
Hey, he said softly, be careful with that Kim character. I think she's faking about something.
I appreciate the warning, Maracy said.
I think she knows more than she's saying, but I don't think she's working for the enemy.
Right, he said. Hey, you take care of yourself.
You too, Wayne.
Don't I always?
He said it as if in jest, but there was something to his voice.
You all right?
She asked.
He shrugged. Just feels off, you know? After 6 years together, I've got to let you march away alone, without my keen observations on life and the world to keep you on your toes.
She smiled, then raised her fist for him to tap with his own.
I'm glad you walked out of the stories and into my life. I'd rather have a friend than a legend.
Same.
Wayne, no one is calling me a legend.
They will, he said with a wink. You take care.
We'll see you later tonight.
He slipped an old bowler hat off a rack near the center of the room. He put it on and left a stapler tied with a ribbon hanging in its place.
Where had he found that?
Wax and Wayne disappeared up the steps behind Tilson, leaving Maracy alone with Moonlight, Moraga, and the whole Cosmere's worth of secrets.